State Senator Dennis Jones represents the Pinellas town of Seminole, but he's drafting legislation with which the Seminole Native American tribe might not be happy. Jones said the bill would serve as a litmus on the feasibility of legalized gambling.
It really just is an opportunity under the direction with the help of the Senate president to at least put the issue out on the table to see if destination gaming is something that would be good for Florida. It certainly creates a tremendous amount of jobs, a minimum of 5,000 jobs per destination, and of course tax dollars in excess of $500 million. So I think that the time is come where we at least put it on the table for discussion, and that's what I'm attempting to do.
Jones, who is chair of the Regulated Industries Committee, said not to expect the Vegas Strip to crop up in Florida if his bill passes.
Well, these would be major destinations. When we say casinos, I think you need to use the word destination, because gaming is only 5 to 10% of the destination. You're looking at high-end shops. You're looking at theater. You're looking at four-star restaurants. You're looking at high-end retail, convention centers. There again, the gaming is really 5 to 10% of the destination, and they would be limited based on mileage is the way in my legislation that we would envision it. Maybe only one every 75 or 100 miles apart, which would mean there would be a maximum of 4 or 5 destinations in the entire state of Florida should they meet the criteria and the legislation pass.
Speaking to reporters after the Pinellas County Legislative Delegation met in Seminole this morning, he said allowing what he calls destination gaming would have a broader economic impact than permitting cities to construct Las Vegas-style strips.
Well, I think it's a different concept. If we go to Las Vegas strip gaming, you're looking at gaming facility after gaming facility after gaming facility in the same part of the community. If we go to destination gaming, you're looking at the ability for convention centers, tremendous facilities where you can go to high-end theater like Las Vegas or New York City, four-star restaurants where, again, you're employing at least 5,000 people per location with high-end paying jobs so that it's not just gaming, it's a destination where we can truly attract people from South America, Central America, and European to increase our tourism trade.
The Seminole tribe operates a handful of casinos throughout the state and has an exclusivity compact to do so. In exchange, they give the state $150 million a year out of casino profits. If the state were to break off that agreement, the Seminoles cut off the revenue stream. Jones said he's not too worried about the lost money, though, given the timing of the agreement.
We have a 20-year agreement with the Seminole Indians with a 5-year look back, which means in 5 years we'll evaluate where we are. And their compact right now will yield the state about $150 million a year. That compact would stay in place unless the provisions of the compact were broken.
He said if so-called destination gaming were approved, developers could build the attractions that would surround a casino, then begin gambling operations after the 5-year agreement expires.
But truly, when you develop a destination like this, it would take well over 5 years to build it out. So quite frankly, we will already be to the 5-year review with the Seminole Compact anyway. And then we can look at the compact either regionally or statewide as a whole, make those decisions at that time. But there again, you'd be trading $150 million for $500 million per location.
Yesterday, the St. Pete Times and Miami Herald reported that Governor Rick Scott was open to the idea of destination casinos, though today he said he hasn't taken a position on the issue. During his campaign, he had said he didn't want state revenues to be tied to gaming. Jones said he has not spoken with the governor about legalized casinos.
I have never talked to Governor Scott on this issue. I've only talked to him twice in my life, only seen him 4 times. Once was the last week in the inauguration. We're going to put it on the table for discussion. We'll see in this new administration where we're looking for jobs. We're looking to increase tourism. We're looking to basically be a leader in the country, and I feel that destination gaming certainly is worthy of discussion at this time.
Jones said gambling, or gaming as he calls it, is nothing new in Florida.
I mean, since the 1920s or 30s, I believe, we have parimutuels, which are horses, highlights, and dogs, and harness racing. We have cruises to nowhere, of which we receive no tax money in the state. We have the Seminole Compact. We have lottery locations and over 13,000 locations where you can buy a $1 scratch-off ticket or a $50 scratch-off ticket. You have internet gaming. You have poker at most all the pari-mutuel facilities. Gaming is a large portion of Florida's culture.
Senator Jones said he hopes to finalize the draft bill next week, after which he plans to formally file it. Critics of the proposal say it's a quick fix that won't work in the long run and that it relies too heavily on an addictive practice that destroys lives. For WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.